Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show, folks, right here on WGN Radio 720 and on Instagram. Go to @FrankFontana, find me there. You can always be a part of the show, folks, anytime you want. You could text in at 312-981-7200 or give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. And right now, we're going to talk about a really amazing project that's been launched in correlation with Hotel EMC2, the Smash Hotels Hospitality Group, and the folks behind Project Sincere. And let's start with right there with Project Sincere. And the founder is here, Jason Coleman. Jason, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Jason, you got a good radio voice, man. Say that again.
I've heard that before. Thank you.
Yeah, pull that mic a little closer so we can hear that sweet, sexy voice you got going.
Okay, there you go.
So, Jason, tell us about Project Sincere.
Okay, so Project Sincere is a nonprofit that we started about 9 years ago. And the mission of Project Sincere is to enhance the minds and prepare young people to pursue careers within the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. And so we provide students with year-round opportunities to engage in engineering opportunities to really get them not only excited about engineering, but put them on a pathway to go to college to pursue those fields.
That's real interesting and real deep, too, man. I mean, that's not, it's you're talking tech, so it's a very, you know, intense field. It's not like a, hey, you want to be a TV intern or something like that. You know, it's not light and fluffy. And you chose to partner with Scott Greenberg, who's joining us on the phone. Scott, how are you, buddy?
Hey, thanks for having us on the phone. I wouldn't say that I got a chance to partner with Project Sincere. We're really just so excited to be involved with this group. Hotel EMC, if you don't know, it's a hotel that opened in May in Streeterville. The idea of the hotel is it speaks to the intersection of art and science and sort of the curiosity of and the human impulse for curiosity to discover things. And, you know, and that's the theme of the hotel. But in putting together the theme, it wasn't just about talking the talk. We wanted to walk the walk. So We searched out the right partner in Chicago to really make that vision have the light of day, and we're lucky to be in partnership with Project Sincere and initiate one of many programs that Project Sincere is working on.
How does that make you feel to hear that, Jason?
I mean, it's awesome. It's really important for us to have supporters like Scott who really believe in our vision and who also have, you know, the theme of the hotel is really in line with the work that we do.
Yeah.
So it's great to have people who understand the work that we do and can really support it in an authentic way.
You know, just to understand the EMC2 concept, for those who've never been in there, why don't, Scott, you take us through why the connectivity between, or the, should I just say, the intersection? You know, what was the concept? Like, why did you think that would work? Really, that's the bottom line. Why did you think that would work?
So, why did I think it worked? Well, one, I'm sort of an adventurer. I didn't know it would work, except for there's, you know, when you walk into the doors of Hotel EMC2, there's a quote on the wall of probably the most well-known artist/scientist is from Leonardo da Vinci. It says, study the art of science, study the science art, learn how to see, realize that everything is connected to everything else. And that's kind of where the story of Hotel EMC2 begins. And really, the thing about Leonardo da Vinci and people that that discover things is they're relentlessly curious people. And they want to discover everything else. And what Leonardo da Vinci found is that by never letting something go by in his life without taking notice and trying to understand it, whether he was working on a science project or an art project, all of those ideas sort of flowed together as mine as he was accomplished so much. And that's really the hotel is this great celebration of curiosity. You find it in the details of the hotel, the art, the science.
It's truly beautiful. Looking through the pictures and the website, just to give it out to folks if they want to hop on there right now and give some visuals to what we're talking about. What's the website?
It's hotelemc2.com. Again, hotelemc2.com. Yeah, it's like nothing anybody has seen before. It's really leaped to one of the top requested hotels in the city of Chicago in the last 7 months. Kind of be remarkable, the response to it, even though it's a rather small hotel.
Sure.
There's really nothing like it in the world.
And the exact address, in case anybody's milling about and wants to pop in there, and we're getting them excited, what's the exact address?
I think it's 227 East Ontario. So it's just east of Michigan Avenue on Ontario Street between St. Clair and Fairbanks. So it's right off of Michigan Avenue.
And the rooms are affordable. They start at $249, and you can visit their website, hotelemc2.com. Do you get mad when people say EMC squared?
Do I get mad? No, I don't get mad. It isn't really about Albert. It was a sort of a wink to Albert Einstein.
You know, I've been dying to say that the entire interview so far. I was like, when are we gonna go to Einstein? It's got to go there.
We have another what I would say wink to Albert Einstein. Our restaurant on the first floor is called the Albert. And again, it's the hotel and the experiences. People just love being there. They love being in the restaurant. They love being in the hotel. They leave it. The hotel has so many interesting little features in it between robots, and there's acoustical amplifiers in every room, if you even know what that is. And
no, why don't you tell us? And I also want to know, like, is this really like... is this a theme hotel? Would you consider it a theme hotel?
You could say anything is a theme, but this theme is based upon real scientific underpinnings, because art and science are actually connected through a super principle called symmetry, and we have a conference room that's dedicated to explaining that concept of symmetry. And there was a famous mathematician, if your listeners look her up, she's the most famous mathematician probably ever lived in the world, but you've never heard of most important mathematician. Her name is Emma Noether. And she was the founding woman that really created the mathematics behind showing the symmetry in the universe, and it was in doing so she helped explain and validate part of Einstein's theory. So this, you could call the theme, except for the fact this theme is based around something that is in nature and will be from the beginning of time to the end of time. These are fundamental principles, and we're honoring them and celebrating them and having fun with them. I think one of the things that flows from, again, from every piece of the hotel, I've talked about serious things, it's a very, very whimsical place. So a lot of this is told with humor, aesthetically. And again, you know, curiosity and humor, when people leave the hotel with that, you know, with the feeling of these things that are fun and whimsical and you can learn from, they leave the hotel in an open mind and ready to learn and be curious. And so it's a theme hotel, but it's a transformative experience. And again, going back to Jason and Project Sincere, is that's really what their experience is for their students. It is a transformative, where our partnership with them was a chance that we could play a small part in sponsoring 20 students to be part of a transformative experience. Yes, people come to our hotel, they're bright and they're enlivened. Some students attend Jason's class, and they're transformed potentially for the rest of their lives.
It's fascinating.
Because they're put into a framework and exposed to things. So it is this, yes, it's a theme. Is science engineering a thing? Yeah, I guess it is. But it can be transformative.
Sure, and very unique for the restaurant space. Scott, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Jason, we're really going to get into what exactly Project Sincere, you know, is, how you found it, why you found it, and at the end of the day, how could people really get involved to support this and grow this? So, folks, stick with us. We're going to take a quick break, do a little news. When we come back, we'll have more with Scott and Jason, and you'll meet Rebecca, who's patiently waiting by to mix some cocktails for us. So stand by. Oh, yeah, baby. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show here on WGN Radio 720 and broadcasting live on Instagram. Go to @FrankFontana. You can watch all the behind-the-scenes fun and what goes on here when the cameras are down. Not much, really, folks. I mean, honestly. Oh, or on Facebook. Oh, you can watch us on Facebook, too. Eli, our social media guru. What do you want to be called, Eli? Guru. Guru, good? Yeah, yeah, good. He likes it. Say, call me Guru. I'm the best, man. All right, we're going to continue our conversation with Scott Greenberg. He's joining us over the phone. He's the present CEO of Smash Hotels, EMC2. We've been talking all about it. Jason Coleman is here. He's the founder of Project Sincere. And Jason, we were just talking about this off air. Like, really, what's the mission, man? Like, you started this. Give the backstory of what you just told me about, 7 years ago, your partner, you know, did an event with Scott's wife. And so give us that story.
Yeah, so our partnership actually came from Scott wanting to partner with a local nonprofit who has a science and engineering background. And it's so funny that his wife actually about 7 years ago did a volunteer event with one of our other co-founders about 7 years ago. I think it was for Chicago Cares. And, you know, he informed her about the wonderful work that we're doing to get more young people excited about engineering. And, you know, when he was looking to partner with an organization that also did engineering or had a science theme, you know, she instantly thought of us. So Scott brought me in and we talked about the work of Project Sincere and he fell in love with it. And so it's kind of like the rebirth, I guess, of our relationship with Scott and the hotel.
And there's two follow-up questions to that. One is, what is your personal background? Like, how did you get into, you know, where you are today? And then ultimately, what's the ROI for this? You know, like,
yeah, so I mean, my background is I'm a mechanical engineer. I worked in corporate for about 8 years in the aerospace industry for 3, and then in Motorola for about 5 years designing cell phones. And what really caused me to start Project Sincere was when I would look around, there weren't a lot of other engineers who looked like me. Typically, in a lot of my teams, I was the only black male in any of my design teams. And it wasn't because other students like me couldn't fulfill these positions. It was really because most of us really don't get exposure to engineering at an early age. I never knew what an engineer was growing up, and I really didn't find out until I got to college. And so myself and my partners, we really wanted to provide opportunities for more young people to get excited about engineering at an early age and then put them on a pathway to success within those fields. And so in 2008, we kind of took a leap of faith and quit our corporate careers to start Project Sincere to really ensure that other minority students like ourselves really had the opportunity to become excited in engineering, understand what it was, and really develop the skills, the knowledge, and the habits of mind that it really takes to be successful within engineering.
But did you do this with like no loot, no background? You just said, I'm going to risk? Or did you have a little nest egg that said, I'm going to put it into this?
Yeah, so we invested in ourselves. We had no early seed money in 2008 when we started this. We invested in ourselves and we believed.
It's a nonprofit?
It's a nonprofit. And it's a very untraditional way of starting a nonprofit.
Yes, it is.
But we believed in ourselves and we really wanted to make a difference in our communities. And that's kind of also how we got the name. So Sincere is an acronym that stands for Supporting Youth Needs with Core Engineering Research Experiments. But it also kind of represents what we do. We're truly sincere about helping out the community and making sure that young people have opportunities to become exposed to engineering early on.
That's awesome, man. And with that said, you're not an Apple fan. I'm sorry, Scott. There's some really impressive stuff we have to contend to, so just give me a second here. Jason revealed to me during the break that he's not an Apple fan, and I just literally got the Apple 10, and he's breaking my heart here.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
I did not say I wasn't an Apple fan. I said that I preferred Android.
Rebecca,
phones,
what did you hear? What did you
over
hear?
Over Apple phones, but I do have Apple computers and iPads and things, so nice, it's nice. Not all Apple.
Okay,
it's just
I'll let you slide on that. Scott, what were you going to say, buddy?
I was going to say, you mentioned ROI on it and on this project. And one of the things that resonated me both the times that I've been to the classes and seen is from what I saw when I was in the classroom is Jason has obviously got this mission, but because of what he's doing, who he's attracting, you naturally find students in any situation, but they're not evenly dispersed. They just have an innate curiosity. And they don't necessarily fit in to other students or in the classroom or in a school. And I sort of thought about my own background. When I was growing up, I was a nerd, and I had two sets of friends. I had my school friends and my nerd friends when we would go off on our computer club, and I felt like I was a normal guy. And when I was in Jason's classroom, I registered that phenomenon because he's collected an amazing group of kids in some of these underserved areas, and their lights go on when they're in this classroom, and they're connecting with one another, my guess, in a way that they don't necessarily connect with other students in their general class that they're taking.
Sure.
Because these kids are particularly, they're curious, they're excited, they want to explore. And when you can gather those kind of people together with their minds that are bent that way, that itself, in addition to the curriculum and the high level of engineering that he's bringing together, has the effect of, as I said, the transformative effect on students' life when they're not alone. There's other curious kids that are interested in solving problems.
Well, big,
and that's
and even,
why I was personally so excited about supporting it.
And Scott, I mean, to take that the next step is then for them to see that a guy like you with an organization like EMC2 and Smash Hotels is engaging with a guy like Jason gives validity to the fact that it's just not education. There is a follow through to this. There is a real community support to this on a big level. So, you know, kudos to you for doing that. I mean,
well,
I could tell you're a chance taker. I mean, a guy who's going to go on a limb and say, I'm going to open up a science and art related themed, you know, I'm gonna, not to literally say themed, but, you know, hotel boutique
okay.
hotel and say, and think like, you know, it's like the people who created the Igloo Hotel or the Igloo Restaurant, the, you know, the all ice themed. You never know if that's truly going to work. And you did it. And now you're reaching out even further and going into, you know, supporting organizations like Project Sincere. Listen, I, that's a great thing, man.
Well, thank you. I mean, my real hope and dream was that, you know, we were funding a class, and one of the things Jason's going on hasn't talked about is the curriculum that he's using is called Project Lead the Way, which is a nationally recognized curriculum, very robust curriculum that he's using to elevate the experience. What I'd like to see is other companies come forward, and what they start seeing this success that he's having and seeing the effect on people given this level of commitment, and other corporations, particularly maybe more even tech-oriented companies, step up in Chicago and said, I can sponsor a class for 20 kids, and look at what is happening. If you do it year after year after year, you have hundreds, eventually probably thousands of people exposed to things going on to college and graduate level engineering and contributing to the world in a place they might not have gotten to without this.
Sure. And, you know, Scott, we got some people texting in with some questions. They, one of them is, you know, does the EMC2 hotel, if I stay there at 249 a night, does any of my money go to the Project Sincere?
That's a great question. The answer is absolutely yes. That's how we're funding. And I didn't say that. That's how we're funding this project, because what's happening is that if you book direct, so if you just book through an OTA or another, it doesn't go. But if you call up the hotel or you go on, it's part of the Marriott Autograph Collection. You go up the Marriott website or you call up the hotel yourself. Part of the money that you're spending is going to Project Sincere. Absolutely. That is the connection.
That's great. That's great. And so, Jason, we have about a minute here, and you can hang with us to the next segment, because we're going to be talking to Rebecca here in a minute to talk about some of the cocktails you guys serve at the EMC2. It would be nice, and we mentioned this during the break, to have the connectivity through, you know, follow through once they get through the program to say, is there a place at the hotel, or is there a place with whatever business we partner to where these brilliant minds that you've trained are going to now do this for that person? Is that kind of the next step to this?
Yeah, so that's something that we're really working on across the board. And so a lot of companies support the work that we do, and we're really trying to create a true pipeline from, you know, our students while they're in high school, they go to college, and then once they get out of college, we want to help these students secure jobs within the engineering field.
Because you're like kind of a partner to school, right? You're not necessarily, they're not coming to you and that's the only school they're doing, correct?
Right. We're a supplemental program. And so a lot of our programs are in schools where a lot of them are out of school, right? So they come to us, they sign up, they come to our programs on their own, on their own free time. And so something that students are really dedicating their time to, we're really trying to help change their mindset around what engineering is, but then help them follow through and see the total success for their future.
Sure.
And so that's one of the things that we're trying to do with Scott and a lot of our other partners as well.
It's good stuff, man. How do people find out more information about Project Sincere? And I don't know if you guys take donations or if there's... Folks, if you have a grandson, a kid, you know, a friend with a kid that wants to be in this part, is there an age limit to this program?
I mean, most of our programs are for students in grades 6 through 12.
Okay.
And they can find out more about the program through the organization at www.projectsincere, and that's SYNCERE.org, and we are 501c3, and we do appreciate donations.
Awesome, man. You rock. Hang out. We're going to lighten this up a little bit, and Scott, I don't know if you want to hang, but we're going to talk with Rebecca when we come back about some of your fine food and beverage over at the hotel.
Great. Thank you.
You got it. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show here on WGN Radio 720. And we're broadcasting back and forth between Instagram and Facebook, so go check us out over there at Frank Fontana. We're talking to, now we're switching focus here from good deeds to good drinks. Joining us from EMC Two Hotels is the Director of Food and Beverage, Rebecca Royster. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. You've been hanging out the whole show, yeah. Just quietly mixing back there and very,
mixing
very good
up.
Stealth mixing.
Ah, thank you very much.
Tell us about the program, the food and beverage program at the hotel.
So, like, you know, the intersection of art and science theme of the entirety of the hotel, the Albert really focuses on, you know, the celebration of tradition and history and, you know, the science that it takes to combine flavors and the art of plating a beautiful dish. My partner in work, Chef Brandon Brumback, and I really believe in the philosophy that food is art, and
definitely.
That along with that, beverages as well. So,
yeah.
You know, you eat and drink with your eyes first.
Certainly. Do you guys do like the cool like dried ice displays and that kind of science, or is it more in the science of the cocktail?
It's more in the science of the combination of flavors.
Well, what do you got? You brought some stuff over to
so,
sample.
So, you know, I think what I mean, we've got 10 more days in dry January, and
sure.
I mean, I didn't necessarily contribute to dry January, but some people are.
So for those who don't know what dry January, it's not related to the weather. It's related to your alcoholic intake.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah, so it's you're supposed to, what, the idea is that you clean out for, you know, a month.
An entire
month. You stay dry,
mm-hmm.
and then you kick it back up if you'd like, if that's your thing.
You gotta prepare for Valentine's Day.
Right.
All that love juice.
So what are you shaking up there,
so
cocktail?
So what we have here is one of the features of our menu is our driver section. So instead of calling them mocktails or, you know, faux drinks or non-alcoholic, I wanted something that just was, you know, a little bit more interesting. So we call these the drivers. These are all non-alcoholic cocktails. We assembled these, researched these with the same consideration that we do any cocktail. So what we have here are two of my favorites.
And she's fancy shaking,
oh,
too,
she's
folks.
She's fancy shaking. The first is a lavender lemonade. So inspired by your
ooh.
Lemon drop martini,
yeah.
or your you know, vodka and lemonade, I combined fresh squeezed lemon juice, a little bit of lavender-infused simple syrup, and we top that with a little bit of sparkling water. Of course, we can. One of my favorite applications for this is just to add a little bit of vodka, add a little bit of gin, and all of a sudden you have a boozy driver, if you will.
I like that. So the lavender flavor, and you're going to be passing those over mm-hmm. for us to sample in a second. Now, I my wife's a vodka person.
Okay.
I'm a tequila person.
Ah.
So I am hoping that you have something tequila worthy. Oh, she just smacked the bottle. The mixers.
I do, in fact, have something tequila worthy. Try these ones. These are, again, one of my absolute favorites. The second drink that I have here is called the Fireside.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah?
I could drink that without the alcohol.
Nice.
Go figure.
Go figure. The second one we have is the Fireside. Fireside for me was my margarita inspiration. Fresh squeezed grapefruit, lime, a little bit of jalapeno infused simple syrup.
I'm so happy you said that because I am such a hot and spicy tequila guy.
Yeah.
Like most of my tequila cocktails involve lime juice and any jalapeno
mm-hmm.
Or a habanero or something to give it a little kick.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This one's got, is topped with ginger beer. Ginger beer is like a really
wait,
nice
wait, wait. So break down
spice.
That recipe again, because folks listening at home are you know, getting
furiously
thirsty. And they furiously could be writing this down. And we'll post this stuff on our Facebook page afterwards,
absolutely.
Folks. So just give me the list again of
so
items.
So we've got 2 ounces of fresh grapefruit.
This is really
grapefruit.
More for me, by the way.
2 ounces of fresh squeezed grapefruit juice, an ounce of lime juice, a quarter ounce of jalapeno infused simple syrup, shake it up, top it with a little bit of ginger beer. I prefer Goslings. It's my personal favorite.
Why the ginger beer? That's an interesting twist to this.
Well, ginger naturally has got a little bit of a spice to it, a little bit of a, you know, mm-hmm. a fresh kind of spicy mm-hmm. flavor. So to enhance that little bit of, you know, heat.
Does the carbonation do anything? Because why not you just use like a fresh squeeze of ginger then?
Yeah, I mean, you could. It's, you know, our way of kind of giving a little bit of oomph, a little
yeah.
bit of bubbles.
So is this it's loosely based on a tequila sunrise?
I'd like to think it's a little closer to like a Paloma. Or
a Paloma, yes. See, I just dated myself. Tequila. All the 70-year-old out there going, yes! Margarita.
See, now this cocktail, we often will booze it up with tequila, but I also like to add a little mezcal.
I do a little both sometimes.
Oh,
a little shot of mezcal, and then I'll, you know, mostly. What's your tequila, you know, of choice?
Ooh, good question. I mean, if I'm feeling really fancy, love Don Julio's 1942.
Yes.
It's the way to go. But we feature the Maestro Dobel collection of tequilas, and they are amazing.
Never had.
Really, really great.
I've been in this kick of, because we like, Dolce Vita. You ever tried Dolce Vita?
Yeah.
I like their higher-end tequilas are fantastic. And even their infused ones are great.
Yeah.
And then if I'm super fancy, I'm trying the Fortaleza.
Oh, I like Fortaleza.
Fortaleza is so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you're remotely a tequila fan out there and you want to try a really good tequila, try Fortaleza. It's smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it.
Their Reposado makes a really, really lovely mezcal old-fashioned.
Yeah. I'm going to have one when I get home, actually. I'm going to take this mixture. You have a little extra you can put in a to-go container?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have one more for you. And you were mentioning health and staying healthy. And this flu, I mean, it went rampant around.
Did it go around the hotel?
Not for me.
Good
I didn't
for
get
you.
It, but it definitely hit us a little hard. So this is not even on the menu yet.
Oh.
Okay. This
breaking
is
news
breaking
here on the
news.
Frank Fontana Show at WGN Radio.
This is a new one. Its working title is Healthy AF, because I don't exactly have a name for it yet.
Healthy as
There you go.
Fudge.
There it is.
Yeah.
So designed to be like a shooter. We think stimulate the mind, stimulate the brain.
Kind of like a ginger turmeric. So I do a turmeric ginger lemon shot in the morning.
Okay. Then you'll love this.
Yes.
So this has a little bit of agave, you know, naturally a little bit sweeter and better for you than you know, simple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
We also have cayenne, turmeric, lemon. And
that's like my morning right there.
It is like your morning right there.
So what alcohol would you recommend infusing with this?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure yet. I haven't really decided. I thought maybe like Amaro, maybe.
What's Amaro?
Amaro is an Italian digestive. So think Campari or Aperol, something to like really kind of.
I'll tell you in a second. Let me taste this and lose it.
Let me know what you think.
Ooh. That's got some fire to it.
Yeah, it does. That's why I saved it for last.
No, I love it. I could see this being a mezcal, a little mezcal in there.
Mm-hmm.
Something smoky.
Yeah, absolutely.
To kind of counter a little bit of the bite.
What do you think about sake?
Sake.
Yeah, put a little sake with that.
A little sake. Who doesn't love a little sake?
Who doesn't love a little sake?
I think that could be good, like a little plum sake.
There you go. Yeah,
because
like
plum
it.
Has some health benefit
yes,
to it.
Yes, absolutely.
Keep that trend going.
Keep it healthy.
Somebody told me, we had a tequila expert in here one time, and they told me that there is some like health value to the because of the agave root.
Mm-hmm.
That it actually has some antioxidant value to it.
Oh, I totally believe that. Yeah.
Well, I'll believe it. Anything that'll make me feel better about drinking tequila, even that,
you know.
This is great
moderation.
Stuff, Rebecca. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
And so when are you introducing this new shot on the menu?
Ooh, hopefully like first week in February.
All right.
Yeah.
And how could people find out more information about the Albert inside?
Our direct website is www.thealbertchicago.com. We are also on Instagram and Twitter at @TheAlbertChicago.
You post fancy food shots and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. People love to see food stuff in their feed.
It's so true. We partnered with some amazing photographers to really kind of get those shots, that artistry that Chef and I are really
Makes you taste
out
it.
Oh,
through your feed. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Thank you guys so much. Jason, thank you so much for hanging out, man. Good luck to you. Enjoy some of these, faux cocktails. Although I will deduct a point, Rebecca, for not bringing actual alcohol.
Snap.
No, I'm kidding. But you gained it back with this little ginger shot.
Next time.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll do a little news. And when we come back, we're going to do our entrepreneur spotlight with Rob Mudd.